We're live.
Hey folks, Dan Frio here. I don't know how many people are going to join us, and I hope you do find us. So I announced today in my morning video that we're going to do this live event with Kyle, and he's a new member of my team. And then we had a live event for the Federal Reserve announcement. They did raise rates 0.75%. So we know what's going on now with the Fed. So now what we want to do is we want to help you guys out there that if you're looking for a mortgage, how do you actually, what's the best way to compare mortgage offers? So what happens is when you apply for a loan with a bank, what they do is they, within 3 business days of pulling your credit, they have to disposition the loan. What they do is they'll either withdraw your loan, they'll approve it, or turn it down. But if they move forward with your loan, what they have to do is they have to send you out a disclosure package. Part of that disclosure package is what we call the loan estimate. That is the number one way to determine it, what kind of rate you're getting, what kind of terms are you getting, can you get better terms? So today I'm joined with a special guest of mine. He's a brand new employee of ours. His name is Kyle. Welcome, Kyle. So if you guys watch my channel and you guys are into real estate on the YouTube, you know this fellow over here. I never know which way to point.
It's one of the directions.
Kyle just joined our team. So welcome, Kyle. I've been watching you, buddy, for years. Thanks for joining the team. And that's it. So why did you, Kyle was looking to move his license. Well, I don't even know if he was looking to really move his license, but I've been in discussions with him for years, just talking about mortgages and other things. And then this year I'm like, hey, I might have an offer for you. With your platform, what if you were to join the Frio team and become federally chartered, meaning now you can help everybody that watches you on YouTube? He found the value in it, and now he's my sidekick. So here he is. Welcome, Kyle.
Well, it almost looks like we're in the same room because you have a black background. And this is like so dark right here. It looks like we're shoulder to shoulder a little bit.
So I don't know how many people we're going to have today, but this will be posted out on YouTube so people can watch it, further down the road. But I just did a long video. You were kind enough to join us on that one as well, the Federal Reserve announcement. But today we're going to go over something unique. Kyle is basically the whiz kid when it comes to electronics. So I asked him to put this together for me and help me with all this stuff because he does. Every day when I talk to him, he teaches me something new about electronics. I feel like my parents now. You know, it's like, how do you turn on the VCR? You know, so you're a huge help there. So thanks for joining us, and thanks for being a good friend of mine.
I don't think I answered your question earlier about kind of why I wanted to join the Frio team. Like, so I used to, I worked as a broker with a different company, and so as a broker, you can shop around with tons of different lenders to find the best quotes for people, the best loan options. And you also have a huge range of products. The issue is you can only work in like a couple states. And as the channel is growing, it's like there's so many people who I can't serve. The only thing I can do is really refer people to loan officers that I trust. But even then, you don't really get a good idea of like, are these people being taken care of? Because I can't get like a granular look at making sure people are being contacted, they're getting quotes that are actually accurate and good and are like worthwhile. And so what was interesting about talking with you is like, oh, you actually have the ability to, on your team to work in all 50 states while also working as a broker to shop over 80 lenders to find what's the best loan program for somebody. And that's what's I'm really excited to talk about with you today is diving into some of these loan estimates that we've got from actual clients of ours on the Frio team and then seeing how much lower we can quote than some of these loan estimates here.
Got it. So in today's housing market, house prices are sky high. So if we can drive down your interest rate just a little bit, we can save you a lot of money. So what we're going to do is go over today. I used to do this before, but I pulled the curtain behind the scenes to show you guys, what do we really do? How do we scan? Are you completely full of crap, Dan, when you say, hey, we'll scan the system in the country, over 80 of the country's largest banks and lenders? Oops. Pull your seatbelt on because we're going to show you behind the scenes right now. So Kyle, if you could do, what we're going to do is we're going to post a loan estimate. So these are loan estimates that people have sent us. We blocked out all the information for security reasons. And we're just going to go over and we're going to show you two of the loan estimates we got. And then let's go through the numbers. Kyle's going to show us, if we got you specific interest rates, Or can we save, get you a lower rate? Can we save you in lower, you know, get you lower fees and so forth? So the first one we're going to go over, Kyle's going to start talking to you going through the loan estimate. On the backside of this, on the other side of the fence, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start plugging in this data so we can show you guys what we do behind the scenes. So Kyle, I'm going to start plugging in this information and let's get to it.
So loan estimate, for those of you who don't know, if you're buying a home and you get under contract within 3 days, the loan officer you're working with is required to send you a loan estimate. And it's just a standardized document. Every lender's loan estimate looks exactly the same. And it's going to tell you things like your loan amount, your interest rate, the loan program you're using, and an estimate of all the costs and fees as well. A lot of people take a look at these, they get kind of confused, understandably so. So I'm gonna walk through just the first page to explain how this works really quickly. So we can see this is a loan estimate here. It shows us our sales price along with the property. So Dan, this zip code is 47225, if you got that. We have a $650,000 purchase price. This person also put $520,000, or I'm sorry, they put 20% down, so they have a $520,000 loan amount. Okay, if we jump up to this section, it's going to show us that this loan is for 30 years. It's on a purchase, it's fixed rate, so fixed for 30 years. It's also a conventional loan. Okay, so Dan's going to plug all that in on the back. And before we take a look at what we could show as a quote for us, they're getting quoted a 7.125%. No mortgage insurance since it's 20% down. And when you're looking at these loan estimates, page one is going to show us the main details of this loan. Page two is going to show us closing cost details. Now, everything here, B all the way through H, these are going to be estimated third-party fees, things like taxes, insurance, title, things that your lender does not control. What your lender does control when you're actually looking at comparing quotes, we want to look at Section A origination charges. This is all about the lender here. So this person got a quote for 7.125%. And we want to take a look at the lender fees along with the amount in points that they were charged for that fee. In this instance, they were charged almost $6,400. So Dan, do you have a quote ready on your side?
I do. I will pop it up right here.
And also for full disclosure as well, we're quoting these at a 740 credit score since we don't know this person's credit score right here with this loan estimate. The APR and payment details will be found on the upcoming screen.
Just so you know, I knew the credit scores on these ones. I forgot to tell you before we did this. They all did exceed the 740. So we're all good there. So here's the rates that we come up with. So you could see on the screen, these are where our rates are. We scan the system and you could see, let's just go through. The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to show you right here. These are all the lenders that pop up when we do your scan. Okay. So every one of these little cells here, every time you go across here, this is a different lender. Okay?
And I will say really quickly underneath the white is the lender's name, just because of like privacy reasons, we're not allowed to show that information. But everything in one of those cells is an entirely separate lender. So on this page, you're seeing, 10 to 12 lenders already. And as Dan scrolls, you can see all of the lenders that we have access to.
And the list goes on and on and on. All we're interested in is the one all the way at the top, the number one, because we're set up with every one of these companies. So in this one, you can see our rate would be 7.25. You'd actually get a rebate back of $1,965. So yes, our rate is an eighth higher than what they're offering you, but I can also show you this. We can, and Kyle, maybe you want to just take it up from here just to keep the same trend going. If you want to explain how all that works.
Sure. So if we're comparing this to this person's loan estimate, if I take that off screen, they're getting a 7125 for a cost of $6,400. So if we take a look back over here, if we were getting a 7.125, I have to hide the rate. I can only see the APR, Dan, but 7.125 puts us just at about $0 in cost. Is that right?
It's a 7.125. Yes, it was $630. We would waive. In most cases, I'll waive about $500 in fees for people. So that would basically put you at par, is what we call it. Yes.
So there's two options that we could do here. We could either go 7.125 with $0 in points. Already, that's $6,400 in savings. We're cheaper by $6,400. The alternative is if you still want to pay the $6,400, because some people, you know, you might be like, I want to save on closing costs, so I'd rather go with the same rate with no cost, or I'm comfortable paying $6,500 or $6,400. If that was the case, if we were paying $6,400, we would be looking closer to what kind of rate, Dan?
6.9.
So just for comparison's sake, I have this calculator and a big white block in front of my face that I want to plug in and show you how these numbers work out long term. So if someone's buying a $650,000 house, we're going to put in these quotes and actually compare them long term. So the other lender's loan at 20% down, they had a 7.125% rate. The points were $6,400, and the lender fees were about $1,200. Now, if you work with Dan and our team, so we say Dan Friel, the first option here, we're going to go conventional, 20% down. Our interest rate here, same, 7125, $0 in points, $1,200 in fees. And option three, Dan Frio 2, it's conventional loan, 20% down, 6.9% interest rate for $6,400 in points, $1,200 in fees. Now we actually want to compare these over time. So if we look at, let's say in 10 years, you're getting a savings of $11,800 by going with this second loan option here. Right, if we move that up to, let's say, 15 years, we're looking at around $17,000 in savings. So you have quite a bit of savings just by working with a different lender or shopping your quote around.
Yeah, cool. So that's the simplest way to do this. So let's just go through one more just so people can get it, if that's okay.
Yes, let me open up this other quote.
So on my end, I'll be prepared.
And also, just for full disclosure too, these are quotes that people, clients of ours, sent to us with their permission, obviously, to blank out all of the sensitive information. So these are clients that we're all working with. We're able to provide a better rate with and are working on closing their loan. So these are like real world scenarios, not just things that we made up to make ourselves look better here.
Honestly, since I launched this on the website, we probably get about 10 of these a day, to be honest with you. And probably 80% of them we're saving on rate and fees, believe it or not, rate and fees. And I think this might be an example of one of the ones that we just got recently. And I was like, you got to be kidding me, because I think this is the one that we were talking about.
Yeah.
So 554. I'm just plugging in some.
This is a big lender that people may have seen some pretty big commercials from. Without giving away,
we'll do that.
Too many details that are going to give me a lawsuit. Okay. So sales price. This sales price is a little interesting. It's $583,680. Have to talk with a realtor about why in the world it's such a strange price. They have a loan amount 5% down, so $554,496. Do you need me to tell you the zip code, Dan?
No, I already have it all plugged in.
Oh, cool. So we're at a 30-year purchase fixed rate conventional loan. They're getting an interest rate of 6.99%. And they're getting charged 2% in points, which is $11,000. Also, something to note really quickly, when you are looking at loan estimates, sometimes you might have a high cost here, but it's being offset by a lender credit down here. Why the government decided to put those in two separate locations is beyond me. But the way that you would calculate this is, let's say there was a $5,000 credit here. We would just take $11,000 minus $5,000. Your true Section 8 costs then are $6,000. So I do always look down here to see if there's a lender credit. There's not in this case. This person is being charged $11,000 for a 6.99% rate. So you ready for me to switch this over?
I'm ready. I already got it queued up for you.
Cool.
I think this is the one. So you can take it from here.
Okay. So if we were looking at 6.99 versus $11,000, if you were going to pay, can you tell me, because I can't see the full screen that you can see.
Yep. For some reason, it looks like this is weird. You got to slide over one more spot if you can.
I don't think I can, or else it changes the other screen.
Well, just so you know, the rate that we're coming up with is 7.1. This, the APR is factored in there for specific reasons. So this rate right through here is actually 7.125, and that's where the numbers are. So let's go down to where they were. They were at 6.99. There you go. There you go. 6.99 right there. You can see my cost would be $985 right here. So that's where you're at. So you're at 699,
$10,000 in savings,
and $985 in fees, all yours. This is a good one.
Yeah, and so that's already $10,000 that you would save up front, because I think what a lot of people run into is they're like, great, I got a quote from a lender or a loan officer, and this, when these quotes include such a high amount in points, what's usually happening is a loan officer is saying, I don't want my loan to be shopped around. They want to show you a low rate. Because a lot of people don't realize that the rate and the points are connected, that you can actually choose your rate. Like when you're talking to anyone on our team and they give you a rate, we actually see this whole section of rates all the way from 5.875 to 8.125%. So you can actually choose whatever rate you want in there. It just comes at a cost. So the rates in the middle, right where it switches from red to green, right there is what would be called the par rate. That's where it doesn't cost any money for you to get that rate. Everything in the red costs you money. Everything in the green is actually a credit towards your closing costs. So when you're talking to some of these lenders, they might give you a really low rate so that you're like, oh my gosh, I got the best rate. I really got a deal. When in reality, you got packed with points that you're really probably not going to recognize until you see that bottom line number or wonder why in the world are my closing costs so high. It's because, well, there's $11,000 in fees. Think of it almost like prepaid interest in there as well. So the options that we can take here is, instead of going with a 699 rate at $11,000 in points, that's $11,000 out of your pocket that you have to pay for that interest rate. You could go with a 699 and save $10,000, and it would only be $1,000 with a quote from us. An alternative is, if you wanted to still pay the $11,000, you're absolutely free to do so. And that would put you at a 6.35% interest rate. So same amount of points, you just get a 6.35% interest rate rather than a 6.99. And if I do that same thing here, where we compared, and I have that nice little box over my face again, let me refresh this. Dan, you might have to help me with the remembering some of these numbers.
Yeah, it's an odd one. So you need the purchase price?
You got purchase price. Their interest rate was 6.99, 11 in points. They had 1,200. Conventional.
Ours is 699 with $965 in points.
I'll just round up to 1,000 to make that a little bit easier. And then the alternative would be, as if we did the same thing.
6.375.
At $11,000, same fees. Cool. So this one here, if we're looking over 10 years, is a savings of $34,000. Over 5 years, $17,000. Over 30 years, that's $82,000 in savings just by choosing the right lender instead of just getting the first quote that you take a look at.
So that's what we wanted to explain to everybody, because a lot of people don't understand when they say, you know, we're, how do you get the best quotes? How do you find out? How do you shop lenders? That's the number one way to shop lenders. So that's why I strive on my videos every day. What I'm trying to ask people to do is reach out to your lender and tell them, you know, if you've got a quote already, Have them give you their best foot forward. What you don't want to do is you don't want to play that car dealership game, which go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. You know, he said she can give me this rate and that rate. Because what you're going to do is you're basically going to get to the point where nobody's going to want to deal with you. So here's what I suggest that you would do. Go out. If you want to get another quote, get a quote. But you're seeing on the screen, we get you quotes from over 80 different of the country's largest banks and mortgage companies. We are actually a bank, but our unique situation here is we're federally chartered. That's what the bank charter does for us. But we broker out all of our loans to the top 84 companies in the whole country. This is what we do. This is how we do it. We are in the process of merging with the number 5 largest mortgage servicer in the country that's only going to strengthen our situation or our position in the mortgage industry. So this is what Kyle and I wanted to explain to you. This is one of the main reasons why Kyle joined the FREO team as well, to get exposure to all this, as well as being federally chartered throughout the whole country. So you did a fantastic job on those. So if you want to find out any more details about us, you know, visit our websites. But Kyle, give them the information to your websites, because you have a lot of different things than I do. You know, I have the primary website, but you have all these functions that people can play with these mortgage calculators. And there's a whole bunch of other things that you have on your website. What we're going to do with that, can you explain just some of the perks that you have on your website? And we're going to post that in the description down below so you can link right to it.
Thanks for the nice plug. I appreciate it.
Sure. We're one company, but we all work together to try to educate you guys out there. So you could just see the last person. If they choose our mortgage product, they can save over $80,000. Guys, all you're doing is buying a house. All you're doing is getting money. Okay. We're trying to get you the money as cheap as we can. So Kyle, take it away, because I know I ramble, buddy.
Oh, you're good. So I do have a YouTube channel called Win the House You Love. So just like Dan makes videos, I make videos as well. I also have been working on like some calculators to use. Probably the one that a lot of people would be more interested in right now is one that goes through the 2-1 buy down scenario. So this, you can go to winthehouseyoulove.com/buy down. You can also just go to on my website and click in the tools section and find it. This program is where you can actually use credit from the seller or credit from the builder to offset your mortgage payment for the first 2 years. And so the way this would work is you're going to have your one main interest rate. So let's say it's 7%. In the first year, it's going to be lower by 2%. So it would be 5%. In year two, it's going to be lower by 1%. So it will be 6%. And then in year 3 through 30, it's going to stay at 7%. So this strategy is mainly used for people who expect the interest rate to lower within the next 3 to 4 year mark. So all you have to do is put in your purchase price. So let's say you're looking at a $550,000 home. Let's say you want to put 5% down. And let's say you get quoted a 725. So you'll talk with someone on our team. We can do this program. You just click get pre-approved and you can start an application and go through this to apply for this program. So in year one, you would save $680 per month. Your payment would be $2,885 per month. In year two, your first year rate is 5.25%. Then in year two, your rate is 6.25%, bringing your payment to $3,200 per month. And then in year 3 through 30, it locks at $3,564 per month at a rate of 7.25%. And so you can take a look through here, some different charts, also see how much money you would need from the seller or the builder. This is what you would negotiate with your real estate agent when you put in a purchase contract. And then the really interesting thing about this program compared to a long-term buy down, like in some of these quotes where we showed people paying points, those were long-term buy downs. In this scenario, or with a 2-1 buy down, you actually get a refund back of the money if you're going to sell or refinance before the 2-year period is up. So for people who paid the $11,000 in points, that $11,000 is locked. They can't get it back even if they refinance or sell within a year. With a 2-1 buy down, let's say that you're going to sell or refinance within 15 months. Maybe interest rates lower, you need to relocate, you will get a refund back of the amount that you haven't used, which would be $3,100.
So that can actually pay all your closing costs plus more if you're looking to refinance in the next year or two. Because what the economists are saying right now, and what you hear from the Fed, is we expect the markets to basically go into a recession, and the long term, a lot of analysts are coming out right now, Forbes magazine, Fortune, and a whole bunch of other analysts came out and said they expect mortgage rates next year, the end of next year, to be about 5.5%. So let's say we're 7 now, rates are probably going to drive down to about 5.5%. So why lock in long term, spend all that money and you lost the money? So lock in this program. And then if rates go down 6 months from now and you refinance, you're going to get a ton of that money back. Kyle just showed you, if you refinance after almost a year, you're still going to get about $4,000 back. So all that money can come back to you. You're not losing it. So these are just a couple of the things on how we try to educate our consumers, our home buyers, in the mortgage process, because our goal here is to educate and inform you guys everything real estate, especially on the financing piece of the puzzle. So I want to thank Kyle for being here today.
Real quick, do you want to go through some questions?
Yes.
Yeah, let's go through some questions.
So thanks for joining us, guys. I knew it was a last minute thing. I was trying to post this all over the place to inform people that we were doing this. It will be posted on our YouTube channel, and I'll send a copy of this to Kyle. Maybe he can post that on his YouTube channel so we can share this. But yeah, if we can go over to questions, let's get started.
Cool. Can you see that question there on your screen, Dan?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Cool.
So we got an $800,000 purchase price, $250K down. I think he might have been on our live stream that we did with the Federal Reserve. I'm sorry, I had to move my mic to just read the thing. Sindhu, what's the question? $800,000 purchase price, $250,000 down. I can actually run the simulator for you if you'd like, but I need some information from you. Kyle, do you want to do that on the live event, or you just want to ask questions, or should we dig into a couple and see what we can come up with?
Yeah, I want to say for quotes, go ahead and reach out to Dan. You can go to therateupdate.com. It's also in the description and get a quote there. We won't go through the quotes in detail here because we need to know a little bit more about the situation. We don't just want to like recklessly be throwing out stuff. So I'll go through some other questions here. Danette 2007 said, is it possible to get a better quote than the current mortgage rate? Mm-hmm. And I'm assuming what you maybe mean by that as a current mortgage rate, and correct me if I'm wrong, is either what the federal funds rate is, because a lot of people get those confused. Federal funds rate is not the mortgage rate, or maybe what you're seeing as an average rate being the current rate. So if I'm wrong on that, correct me, but is that how you're understanding that, Dan?
Yeah, that's what I got out of it too. So yeah, you can get, I had the same question asked today. Somebody said the rates that you post for Mortgage News Daily each day, how close are those to the rates that people are actually getting?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the conversation I had was mortgage rates have probably 12 huge variables that are pluses and minus to the rate. So let me just go through a couple of them with you. So one of the biggest rates is, let's just say with the fundamental rate right now is 7%. We'll just use that as our par rate. That's our start rate. So for example, most rates, especially on Mortgage News Daily, they quote rates if you're putting 20% down with a 740 credit score, you're buying your primary home, you're purchasing it, it's a single family home. So that's in a tight little box. So let's say, for example, your credit score is 720. So what's going to happen is what we call LLPAs, loan level price adjustments, start to kick in. So again, the starting rate today is, let's say, 7. Well, you have a 720 credit score, so it's not 740. So your interest rate might get an adjustment of, say, an eighth of a percent or 0.125. Okay, so that's the first adjustment. The next adjustment, let's say you're not putting 20% down, you're going to put 10% down. Well, that's another adjustment. Let's say that's another 0.125 to the rate. Okay, so just those two things alone took your rate from 7 to 7.25. And the laundry list goes on and on and on. If that property is a condo and not a single family home, there's another hit. So they keep adding up. So when you look at a lot of rates, and you look at a lot of rates that are on, you know, published on the, you know, billboards and news clippings and so forth, what it is it's a marketing thing. What they're doing is they're putting their best foot forward. They want to give you the best rate, or you'll publish the best rate, so at least you call. But that's why we automate a lot of this stuff, and I put in the on our website where you can download your loan estimate, or you can even you can call us, you can schedule a meeting, you can do a whole bunch of other things. What we need to do is, why I didn't answer that first question is because we don't have all those details, and it takes a little bit of time to go through there. Again, we need your credit scores, we need your what kind of property it is, we need a whole bunch of other things. To be able to actually quote you an efficient rate. So, you know, I guess that's the best answer to that question I can give.
Yep. And I just put up here, this is how you go to it. You go to the free, or I'm sorry, the rateupdate.com, and then go to loan estimate, and then fill out this here, the screen really quickly. Okay. Yep. Clyde, you said, what if you already sign in your disclosure for the lock-in? Can you still shop other rates? You absolutely can. By federal law, you are not locked into a loan, any certain lender or loan officer. You're not locked into a loan until you sign at the closing table, or you do like a virtual e-signing. Until you're at the closing process, you are not locked into that loan. Okay, now there still could be penalties. There still could be things like losing out on your earnest money or an appraisal fee or an inspection fee if those are paid up front. So keep those in mind, that there aren't, it isn't like a zero consequence thing, but you absolutely can shop your loan around with different lenders. It's usually best to do this before the appraisal happens. Just from a timing perspective, you don't want to get to 3 days from closing and then all of a sudden you go and switch lenders, because there's a timeline of things that need to happen where your lender still has to do a lot of work. They have to see if an appraisal can be transferred into them, which on some programs it can and some programs it can't. I know our lenders allow us to transfer in appraisals if the other lender is going to be compliant and willing to do so. So those are things you want to be mindful of. Do it early on in the process. Also keep in mind your closing date, because you are contractually obligated to a closing date in your purchase contract. You can't just switch lenders and then talk with that lender and they're like, we need an extra 20 days, but your closing's in 15. So the seller can back out if they don't agree to an addendum to extend your purchase contract. So if you're going to do that, if your closing is coming up, talk with your realtor about it. Talk with the new lender about it. Hey, I'm closing in 20 days. If I go with you, how quickly can you close this? What's going to happen with the appraisal? Those are the questions that I would ask, but you absolutely are not locked in even after you've locked your rate, even after you've signed an intent to proceed, even after you've had your appraisal completed.
Great answer. And just to clarify that, you in some cases, or most cases, you're not going to lose, you really won't lose anything unless you paid an application fee or something of that. And again, probably 90% of the time we can transfer your appraisal over to us. We usually need 3 weeks to close. So if you're in a window that exceeds 3 weeks, it's very easy to switch lenders. All I ask you to do is go to our website, download or put your loan estimate in there, and I'll have that reviewed first thing tomorrow, get back with you, and if we can save you a bunch of money, we'd love to have you transfer your loan over to us, and we'll get working on it.
And to clarify, you said 3 weeks. I think you accidentally said 30 weeks.
Oh, 3 weeks. My bad. Is that why you choked on your drink? 3 weeks. No, if it took us 30 weeks, I'd be out of business. It takes us normally about 3 weeks to get through. But if you're in a time duration shorter than that, I usually suggest you stick with your lender unless your seller is willing to wait maybe another couple days or a week.
Yeah, all right. Please do not put your buying the home in jeopardy just because you want to get a slightly lower rate. You can always refinance in the future as rates decrease. Please don't put your home buying in jeopardy. Like, that is an important date that you do need to hit. Okay, John Capista, however you say it. I just sent emails to 350 high equity owners explaining the buy down program a bit and how a smaller concession to a buyer is better than a price reduction. Lead gen, thanks to your videos. Yeah, this is really common that a lot of sellers and realtors have been advising their sellers of, as homes have become more or become less affordable with the increase in interest rates, is sellers offering a 2-1 buy down.
Perfect. That's great, great content. John, I can't read that detail. Is he a mortgage broker? He's in the mortgage business?
He's a realtor.
A realtor. We'd love to get, John, if you would reach out to Kyle, I'd love to connect you two. So when you get feedback from those builders, we would love to be your lender. Again, we're federally chartered. We can do any state in the whole country. We'd love to help, because we even just introduced a 3-2-1 buy down. And Kyle's going to have to go back to his nifty computer and start working on that. He's the whiz kid when it comes to automation. So he'll be able to whip that together probably in a couple days. But the 2-1 buy down is good. I'm not going to speak for you.
I just put my email.
The 2-1 buy down is good enough right now.
Danette said, how can you help me? Okay, there's a couple in here. So Danette was talking about the current rates. Example, putting $550,000 for home, putting down $400,000.
Whoa. Okay, God bless you.
Interesting. That's a significant down payment. So you're looking at $150,000 loan. To answer your question of how can we help you, feel free to reach out to us. I put my email here in the description. Dan's website is also here. We're the same company. We just have two different brands for our online personas.
Yeah, we're both YouTubers. So he has his platform. I have my platform. Whoever you go to, we'd love to help you.
Yeah.
It's all the same team.
Okay. I want to use a VA loan. Provide suggestions if I should use another type of loan.
You just did a VA video, didn't you?
I have not done a VA video in a while, actually.
Yeah. The VA, here's what I would suggest. If you're putting down more than 20%, probably not use the VA VA loan, your VA loan benefit, unless your credit scores deem that you should. Because if your credit scores are like in the 600s, your rate might be 8%, where your VA rate might be much, much, much lower. But, so if you're putting down 20% or more, let's analyze that. Okay, but if you're not putting down 20%, go with the VA loan. And it also depends on how many times you used it. Okay, so let me break down VA real quick. If you're 70% or disabled or more, you have no VA VA fees. Your fees are exempt. And in most states, your real estate taxes are going to be exempt. Okay, so, but if you used your benefit once, the charges aren't really that much on a VA loan. Once you start using your VA benefit loan multiple times, it can get very expensive. So we analyze how much it's going to cost you, because the VA in some cases can charge you 3.3% of the loan amount as a fee. So I don't want you spending any money that you don't have to spend. That's the whole goal of this. You're looking for money. We're trying to get you that money as cheap as we can. So that's what I would do with the VA. So if you would, go to our website. The best way I would do this if I was you is go to our website and just book a meeting with us. And we would love to help you and walk you through all these pieces of the puzzle. So are you pulling up the VA things? So you can see right on there. After first use, if you go over to the 3.6, that thing gets costly. So look at it. They're going to charge you, the VA right there, 3.6%. If you looked at the after first use, less than 5%, they're going to charge you a fee of 3.6% of the loan amount. So think if it was a $500,000 loan. You're going to spend like $20,000 just paying the VA. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to find you other options unless that's the only option that we have. So that would be my answer to the VA, but we would love to talk to you, to book a meeting, and just go to our website. You can book a meeting there, or give us a call and speak with one of the reps. We'd love, everybody's right in my office here other than Kyle and a couple other guys, but they are on the team and they can answer your questions as well.
Also, ask which loan would you suggest?
Which was his initial question?
The initial question was the 800 purchase, 250 down.
It depends on your credit score. Most likely the best program for you is a conventional. Here's what I would do. And I don't like risk. I don't like a lot of risk in my life. So I'm still a proponent of a fixed rate. What I look to do is that if I'm looking to buy in this market, I want to buy something I can afford. Okay, that's the biggest thing. And then if rates go down, it's only going to help you. We can refinance you next year to the lower rate, save you some money, and then you can start putting that money, either apply it to your loan or maybe just put it in a savings account for a nest egg for another pandemic that might hit one of these days. I would suggest. Hopefully not.
Ariel asked, interest rates at 8%, not good. I did put up here today's, what are the national average rates? And these are pulled from Optimal Blue, is at around 7%. So 8% is going to start to feel a little bit on the high side. Now, this is going to depend on your, credit score, what kind of down payment you're putting. Are you buying an investment property? Is it a primary purchase? Like, there's so many considerations in here. And like Dan said, you can reach out to me, you can reach out to Dan, and we'd be happy to show you a quote based on your scenario and situation. But ideally, you'd be closer to around the average, would be around 7%. 8% does feel a little bit on the high side.
Yeah, but really to break that down, what I'd ask you to do is take your loan estimate, dump it into our system, let us analyze it. The only thing I need you from you on that is when you dump in the loan estimate, give us your credit score. And then give us tomorrow, if you do that tonight, once the market opens tomorrow, we'll do a search, that search that we just showed you earlier on here, and we'll get right back with you and see how much money we can save you.
There's one I already answered. Mark said VA is the best loan in my opinion, and thank you for your service.
You just, yeah, thank you so much, Mark. But Mark, the VA loan, just watch how much the costs are. Because again, if you use it two or three times, it can get really, really expensive.
John also said, all correct from a realtor's point of view. Be sure to communicate with your realtor and lender, and they should be on the same page to assist you the best. Absolutely. Yep. My friends went into escrow on a home in LA in October of this year. His wife won't let him tell what interest rate. Am I reading that right? His wife won't let him tell what interest rate. What would have been a good rate for them at that month with a good 740 credit? Oh, okay. So your friend went in to purchase a home, but they don't want to share the interest rate they got. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah. But we, Ariel, I apologize. We would need a lot more information. We need to know, you know, what the purchase price is, how much money they were putting down, what kind of property it is, what the zip code is, what their credit scores are. There's a whole, those are just five of the first components we need to figure out what the mortgage rate is. And that's why we, you know, have you either call us. I don't like you guys applying for a mortgage right out of the gate. You know, like a lot of places they'll advertise and you go on and just start filling it out. We want to talk to you. If you don't want to talk to us, go ahead and apply. But what we like to do is I'd rather you call or schedule a meeting with one of us so we can go through it and figure out what your unique situation is. Everybody has a unique situation. No two are the same. So we want to figure out all those details so we can get back with you with a valid quote. You know, I can't just throw numbers around. That's why on my YouTube channel, I strive and say, I provide you the facts. You know, there's a lot of channels out there that just give you, you know, they just throw out data and they hopefully it sticks and you click them. But we like on our channel here and on my team here, we want to give you, provide you the facts. I know house prices are high and rates are high, but our goal here right now is just try to save you some money if and when you're looking to buy a house.
Absolutely.
But yeah, there's a lot of, here, let's go.
I think those are all the questions that we have, actually.
So, yeah. So that should do it. So I'm excited. We did have about 30 or 40 people on here most of the time. I didn't know how many people were going to have, Kyle, really. You and I talked right before this. I had another live event this afternoon talking about the Fed, and that, you know, we had a lot of participation there. So I already had this video scheduled, so I didn't want to put it off. And this will be saved in its archives and YouTube, so people can watch this for the next couple weeks or months to get their data out of it. They're valid. So Kyle, I want to thank you so much. Please give me your information again. We're on the same team. He's part of our team. We all work together. He's a YouTuber. I'm a YouTuber. If you need any information about the YouTubes and real estate and everything, reach out to us. But Kyle, give him all your information and then we'll sign off.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks for having me. Win the House You Love on YouTube. My email's in the comments chat.
I've been following Kyle for years. He looks like a young kid, but he knows what he's doing, and I'm proud to have him part of our team. So thanks again, Kyle. Thanks for everybody for watching. God bless. I'll see you tomorrow morning. Take it easy.